2 years after a campaign of brutal violence and mass rape forced 750,000 Rohingyas to flee Myanmar, refugee numbers in neighbouring Bangladesh have rocketed. Today, the country hosts around 1 million Rohingya, but compassion is turning into resentment as tensions simmer among locals. Background Briefing's Sarah Dingle travelled to Bangladesh with the East-West Centre for this story.
A short distance from the seaside resort of Cox's Bazar, we come to Kuttapalong in southeastern Bangladesh, the biggest refugee camp in the world. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas are crammed into just 13 square kilometres. And more than half of them are children.
This is a room with maybe 20, 25 children in it, and they all look about anywhere between 6 and 8. And they're all learning, as you can hear, to sing Itsy Bitsy Spider.
The Bangladeshi government doesn't allow these kids into state classrooms. They're also not permitted to learn the local language Bangla. This is a deliberate policy to keep them segregated from the host population. Instead, some Rohingya children have access to NGO-funded learning centres, where they get a few hours a day with an educator.
He's trying to say I'm learning the maths, Burmese.
And how long has he been coming to this centre?
2 months. Around 2 months.
In August 2017, a group of Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar attacked police posts. Myanmar's military retaliated and there was widespread violence. Former Australian Human Rights Commissioner Chris Sidoti says it was so vicious, the leaders of the military should be tried for genocide.
The strategies were consistent throughout this area. The conduct towards the people, the burning of the villages, most worryingly, the scale of mass gang rape of multiple women that occurred in almost every village that was attacked by the military.
In Kuttapalong camp, 18-year-old Ajita describes the violence of 2017.
We were raped. Our houses and villages were burned down.
The refugee camp is starting to grate with the locals from the nearby port city. There's plenty of flashpoints between Bangladeshis and Rohingya, and locals resent the free LPG gas given to Rohingya refugees for cooking. Local media is now reporting that Rohingyas are involved in crime. Now, Bangladesh says it's going to construct a barbed wire fence around the camps, complete with CCTV and watchtowers. Bangladesh's counter-terrorism police fear the situation could explode. Monarul Islam is a police commissioner in Dhaka.
When these under 14 children will be 18 plus, then it will be a real threat for us. Then we think that at least a significant number of them will be radicalised.
That's Police Commissioner Monarul Islam ending Sarah Dingle's report. And you can hear Sarah's full investigation on Background Briefing this Sunday on Radio National, or you can podcast it now.